Joining us on the line now, we've got Heidi Sandrev, who's the president of Angels Haven Horse Rescue in Grafton. And they've got an event coming up to talk about this. She joins us on the line. Good morning. Thanks for joining
us. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, you have the 10-year anniversary of this. Take us back 10 years. What was the thought behind a horse rescue and that you got involved with?
Well, we realized that there was a need to help horses, not only in the local area, but in the surrounding geographical areas. And we started back in 2006 by rescuing four horses who were in deplorable condition. We rehabilitated them and then adopt them to a great home where they're living a very positive life. And our mission is truly to rescue, rehabilitate, adopt, and educate on horse care, as well as rehabilitation, and also to help people throughout that journey. We work a lot with positive education programs, youth outdoors, 4-H Girl and Boy Scouts, and many other high-integrity organizations where we can make a positive difference for people as well. So this journey has taken us from rescuing horses to really forming a bond between the horse and the people, and really doing a lot for people as well as horses. So this journey is continuing. It's stronger than ever. And I have to say, I'm very thankful to all of our volunteers. We are a 100% volunteer-based organization. And without our volunteers who help on a day-to-day basis with the care and love and support of not only the horses, but the people that come into our fold, as well as all of our events, we would not be where we are today. So horses are receiving a positive life, as are people.
Heidi, how do you connect with the horses? In other words, how do you discover a horse in need, or how does someone bring it to your attention?
In some cases, we receive phone calls, and unfortunately, the way the laws are written in the state of Ohio, we don't have any authority to go and seize a horse. It is a very labor-intense and time-consuming process. So we do try very hard to work with a person who has a horse if we do get a call from somebody local, and if they are willing to relinquish, which generally is not the case, certainly we will go that route. In some instances, we have had to pay for the horses to get them out of harm's way, and it isn't for any other reason than to get them the care that they need, because sometimes they do come in extremely malnourished and really need to get out of a negative situation in a very quick fashion. In other cases, we have worked collectively with the APL, the SPCA, and other organizations. And again, it has been a process where we work through it from a legal standpoint. And once they do determine that there are either horses that are basically near death, or you can prove that they are not getting fed and not getting watered, regardless if there's food on the premises or not, we, at that point, get the paperwork and can relinquish and move forward that way. So it is a culmination of different ways we get horses into our bandwidth. Generally, they are very inhumane and deplorable situations. In some instances, we have rescued horses that we're going to auction. And certainly that is not something we would like to happen. So if we can intervene in that regard, we definitely do. But helping to change the laws is something that we are very much a proponent of doing, so that horses do have rights to live in humane conditions.
Well, let's talk about your benefit. Obviously, to take care of horses, rehabilitate them, even just a horse that's in good condition costs quite a bit of money. Talk about this event that's coming up.
Well, we are very excited to be hosting our inaugural 10-year anniversary celebration, which is a reverse raffle benefit, and that is taking place this Saturday, November 12th, at Ruby's Party Center at 36709 Royalton Road in Grafton, and the event starts at 6 o'clock. We will have a reverse raffle, and that lucky winner or winners will receive a grand prize of $1,200. And we will have sideboards, we will have some bingo, and we will also have very nice Chinese raffle baskets that are going to be certainly something that have always been a favorite at our events. But this is our inaugural event. And again, it's at Ruby's Party Center on November 12th at 36709 Royalton Road in Grafton, Ohio. And it does begin at 6. We are offering dinner tickets. We have, fortunately, thanks to everybody who has already purchased a ticket, sold out of the main board tickets. However, a person can attend for a dinner, which is going to be a nice buffet dinner, and it will also have nice desserts as well as wine, beer, pop, and water. And that will afford a person to come in, support the organization, see a little bit of our history, because we're going to have a nice setup within the hall of highlighting our history and all that we have done for horses as well as the people. And we will also allow them to partake in, of course, the bingo and the raffle baskets and the sideboard. So even if somebody does not have a main board ticket, they can still come, help a great cause, and also have some fun in the process.
Heidi Zandriff, president of Angels Haven Horse Rescue, joining us this morning. Again, their event is tomorrow. It gets underway at 6 o'clock. If people want to find out more about your organization or the event tomorrow, where's a good place to do that?
Please look us up on Facebook at angels.haven.horse, and you will see a lot of information about this. And you can also visit our website at angelshavenhorserescue.org.
Sounds great. Thanks for all you do, Heidi. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you to the community and to all of our volunteers, and also happy Veterans Day to all who are serving and who have served, including some of our outstanding volunteers.
Thanks.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks. Good.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.